No, I'm still out in the country road. I'm stuck in a long length of careful drivers. And I'm on eastbound on Midland Road, it's called. FedEx semi and way up front, and probably about 10 cars in front of me. But that's about to change because I gotta take a side street here to get onto the main street that I usually take to get to work. Got those tires. But yeah, I'm on my way to work, and like I say, I'm going to have to stop at McDonald's to get something to eat, because if I don't, it'll be hell to pay. So I'll have to scrape me off the pavement at work. My phone was going off too, and I just getting all those warnings. I read a few of them, and I was working on an indoor project, and I just got tired of my phone kept going off, and I just, enough of that. It's got to be charged. I shut her down and plugged it in to charge overnight. So instead, my smartwatch kept going off instead. Oh, brother. Yeah, stupid carburetor issue. Never know. And, yeah, you got motorcycle, you got metal tanks, you gotta fill them right up. I filled most of it up to the top, not quite to the top. So, I keep the bike pretty well covered. I've got a thin cover that I cover it with, and then got this really heavy-duty, almost like a canvas type, and I cover up the bike with that. And then I just plug in a battery tender in it, let it plug in all month, and then unplug it for about a month, and then the next month I'll plug it back in. I don't leave it continually charged. I'm afraid of it not really overcharging it, but I just always had better luck unplugging it for a month and then replugging it back in for a month, you know, since it doesn't get started. KB8RVP, KA8 all day up. I'm finally on Wilder Road in Bay City.